Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Zainab Samari, ZAINABSAMARI. Date of birth is 12/5/1978, date of accident 2/19/2021. Date of birth 12/5/1978. Date of service 1/25/2022. The patient presents here for a follow-up evaluation. She is a non-compliant patient. She missed last month's visit, and she was called and she did not report or called us to reschedule the visit. There is a discontinuation. We have discharged her and then we took her back to help her out. She has absolutely no reason for not to come to be seen. Apparently, she has been involved in an automobile accident a year ago on 2/19/2021. In this accident, she allegedly was T-boned on a passenger side, and she was arrested driver, leading to some headache and TBI symptom of dizziness, vertical loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, loss of balance, forgetfulness, lack of focus, loss of concentration, and nausea with blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field were reported in the first initial visit, along with pain in the neck and the lower back and right arm. Currently, the patient reports that her pain in the neck and the lower back continues unabated to the tune of 8, and she also has severe pain in the left knee that was reported on last several visits. Patient denies having any knee brace so far ever. She does have a neck brace, back brace. She has a tense unit as well as traction system to help her. Currently, she reports some radiation of pain to the left outer thigh in the lateral part of it occasionally. The patient reports the pain level is around 7 with a 50% improvement in the pain level and overall improvement. The ADS that are affected are mood and sleep, enjoyment of life to the tune of 8. Walking ability and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, she has suffering from dizziness, vertigo, double vision, tension, and denies any vision disturbances at this time. She denies any headaches, no fainting, blackout, or seizures. There are no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no loss of memory, and no anxiety, depression, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that she has neck stiffness and shoulder stiffness, along with pain in the neck and shoulder and some hip pain and knee pain. In the GI, patient has blood in the stool but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency of urination, blood in the urine, or painful urination. In respiratory, there is a difficulty of breathing, but denies any chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, or asthma. In last 30 days, patient reports that pain level has improved and there are no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of any substance. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 140/101, pulse is 69, temperature 96.5, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 11/23/2021. Dictation number is 1128-010. Except for the physical examination, please make following changes. The range of motion for cervical spine is completely normal with forward flexion 50 and extension is 75, bilateral side flexion 45 and bilateral rotation is 80. The lumbar spine range of motions are completely normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35, and hyperextension is no longer painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are also modified. cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test negative, distraction test is negative, Sotal test is negative, myelopathy signs is negative, thoracic spine Roos test is negative, in the lumbar spine Brzezinski Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, and contralateral leg raise test is negative, Bregar test is negative, Kemp test negative, Brzezinski test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, the left sacroiliac joint is mildly tender, but standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test is negative, distraction test is negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalin test is negative, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, all the extremities appear to be completely normal and no positivity fine. Shoulder range of motions are now normal at 180 degrees, and Hawken Kennedy test was negative, speed test near test is negative, drop arm test is negative, anterior and posterior apprehension test was negative. The MRIs that have been done were reviewed again with the patient, and she was informed that she does have 5 level of disc herniation, and she may benefit from a surgical intervention with the replacement of the disc. The patient has declined in writing. She also is not interested in any cervical epidural steroid injection to bring any relief. The brain MRI was completely normal and with and without contrast, while lumbar spine showed a herniated disc at L5-S1, but patient was advised about surgical aspect and a consultation that patient doesn't want. She also refused to have a lumbar epidural steroid injections, and she's only interested in physical therapy. According to her, somebody in her relations or friends suffered some damage after the injection, so she's kind of scared. The physical therapy patient has had is from the time of accident. Almost a year of therapy has been given, and patient has been advised to consult a chiropractor, maybe in addition a acupuncture could help. Medication-wise, patient is provided naproxen, lidocaine cream or gel, and melatonin, and Ortrime 50 milligram at night. She's continued on therapy once a week for traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. She's been advised how to do the yoga posture with cat pose, dog pose to associate further relief, and a gel from the therapist, as well as a further exercise mechanism exercises from the therapist. She'll continue to remain disabled for work, housework, and transportation help. And maps were reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and will continue from there. She'll be seen in 30 days. Thank you.